Next question is Maria Perez. Follow-up date is consultation date is 6/27/22. Please for consultation, tachybrady syndrome. History patient is an 84-year-old female with a history of palpitation, dizziness, hernia, syncope period. A patient underwent a heart monitor study by Dr. Bono that showed episodes of atrial tachycardia, atrial fibrillation, and multiple episodes of bradyarrhythmia period. Patient is referred to me for ablation for atrial fibrillation, atrial tachycardia, as well as implantation of a pacemaker period. Current medication, diltiazem, ER 240 mg daily, furosemide 40 mg daily, lisinopril 40 mg daily, omeprazole, multivitamins, hydralazine period. Social history, no history of smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general, denervism, weight gain, weight loss, innovation, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. As per history, pulmonary, no history, pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, meeting, and diarrhea, severe, no history, arthritis, on examination, blood pressure, 130 over 70, pulse 60, respiration 16, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is regular, rate, and rhythm, 1 over 6, systolic murmur, heard, the left end of border, there is no gallop or up. Abdomen soft, normal active, balsam, estimated no edema. Clicking machine number 1. Tachybrady syndrome. Recommendation, patient has atrial fibrillation as well as bradyarrhythmia. Discuss with the patient regarding ablation for atrial fibrillation as well as permanent pacemaker implantation. Procedure is kind of benefit. Discuss with the patient as well as the family and they agreed for the procedure. Please send a copy to Dr. Sam Bono.